Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Night Fairy by Laura Amy Schlitz, narrated by Michael Friedman and directed by Greta Cohn.
Chapter 1. Flory. Flory was a night fairy. She was born a little before midnight when the moon was full. For the rest of her life, and fairies can live hundreds of years, that hour, a little before midnight, would be the time when her magic was strongest. Flory was at home in the dark. Like all night fairies, she cast a silver shadow, which helped her to hide in the moonlight. She had great sharp eyes that sparkled like blackberries under dew, and a tangle of dusky curls. Her wings had thin feathers at the tips. These were her sensing feathers. If there was a mouse nearby, Flory felt its body heat through her feathers. If it was about to rain, her feathers felt the water in the air. Flory was proud of her wings. Night fairies, like moths, often have drab wings, but Flory's were pale green with amber moons on them. These wings were the cause of Flory's great trouble. There are those who say that fairies have no troubles, but this is not true. Fairies are magical creatures, but they can be hurt, even killed, when they are young and their magic is not strong. Young fairies have no one to take care of them, because fairies make bad parents. Babies bore them. A fairy godmother is an excellent thing, but a fairy mother is a disaster.